call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's mail call. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. With this mail call, we salute the courageous men of the British 1st Airborne Division. And here on hand to speed that salute is one of the most talented, beautiful, and delectable leading ladies of the stage and screen, Alabama's firebrand, Miss Tallulah Bankhead.
Thank you, Don Wilson. And men, it's an honor to be here to pay tribute to the gallant men of the British 1st Airborne Division. First on the list of contributors to send this mail call on its way to them in particular, and to all you GIs everywhere, is one of your favorite singing groups, the Pied Pipers, with a brand new ditty titled Tabby the Cat.
He knows that he ain't no square. He never misses a smart affair. That's Tabby the Cat. He makes the rounds every single night, and let me say it's the strangest sight. He pats his foot when the rhythm's right. That's Tabby the Cat. He's a playboy of the alley, running around doing his own. He calls Count Basie Pally. All the kittens throw their mittens down.
He wears a coat that's a cat's meow.
He blinks his eyes and he takes a bow, because he knows when to holler.
Oh,
that's Tabby the Cat. He's the backyard commentator, singing the blues, telling the news. He hangs around till dawn or later, just in case you throw a pair of shoes. He always bets on the winning team. He knows the inside of every scheme. He leaves the milk, but he takes the cream. Tabby the Cat, the cat. He's always got a lot of green. There ain't a show that he hasn't seen. He always sits in the mezzanine. That's Tabby, our Tabby. It's Tabby the Cat.
Thank you, Pied Pipers. The next paragraph in this mail call letter is a musical treat that runs the gamut of the keys from bottom C to high voot. It's the whirlwind Ethel Smith and her Hammond organ, with her own arrangement of I've Got Rhythm.
Thank you.
Ethel Smith. That was really ivory mastery. Our next mail call guest is a young comedy performer who made such an impact on Hollywood that we're still holding our heads and wondering what hit us. If you saw Up in Arms, you know I can only be referring to Danny Kaye.
Gee, thanks, Miss Bankhead.
Now, that's all right, Danny, but don't you have to call me Miss Bankhead. Call me Tallulah.
Oh, Tallulah. Oh, Tallulah, Lula, 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 Bankhead. Isn't that pretty?
It's an old Indian name.
Well, it reminds me of blue skies, golden sunshine, and fleecy white clouds. What does it mean in Indian?
Stormy weather.
Well, I guess it must have been those California Indians. But this is a thrill meeting you, Tallulah. You're really my idea of a fine actress.
Well, thanks.
You get so much out of every sentence, every word. Why, I even remember one time where all you said was, "Humph."
Humph?
Yes. Believe me, it was no ordinary humph.
Well, what was so special about my humph?
Well, I don't know quite how to say it, but Tallulah, you've got humph in your humph. And after I saw what that one little humph accomplished, I went around saying, "Humph, humph, 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 humph."
Well, what happened?
Well, when Lassie came home, she came home to me.
Well, Danny, you didn't have to pick up anything from me. You don't have to imitate anybody. You can stand by yourself. I saw your performance in Up in Arms.
Oh, did you really see it?
Yeah, you can stand by yourself. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it the way it sounded. I really enjoyed Up in Arms.
Well, it was a pretty good picture considering that we had to shoot the whole thing at night, practically.
At night?
Well, yes. I can't leave the house during the day. I'd never forgive myself if I missed an episode of Life Can Be Beautiful.
Now, don't tell me you follow those corny serials on the radio, Danny.
Tallulah, look. I don't drink, smoke, or gamble.
Uh-huh.
And a man has to let himself go sometimes. Besides, I really enjoy them. Well, I like them so much, I even buy the products. You know, I've got so much soap in my house that now every time it rains, I give the whole neighborhood a bubble bath.
Well, thanks for the tip. The next rainy day, we must wash out our undies together.
Gee, I'd give anything to be in one of those daytime serials, Tallulah.
Well, that's a pretty easy order for mail call to fill. We do almost anything around here. Don Wilson, can we fix this guy up with a daytime serial?
Why, I'd adore it.
Oh.
You know, I've just been dying to sink my teeth into a commercial, and Danny, you better stand by because you're a man of two parts in this here now clam bake, and Ethel Smith is going to musically set the scene. The makers of Toasted Tinies, the new dehydrated breakfast food, present Hilda Hotchkiss, Girl Woman. But first, a word about our product. Toasty Tinies are a new departure in breakfast foods. They're dehydrated to 1/1,000,000th their original size. Try it tomorrow morning. drop one in a bowl of water and run for your life. But now, back to our story. The story that asks the dramatic question, can a girl who was born in a small mining town in Colorado? And here she is now. Hilda Hotchkiss. Let's listen.
Oh, what to do, what to do. Pierre or Butch? Which one shall I marry? Shall I marry Pierre, handsome, wealthy, charming, and intelligent, whom I love madly? Or shall I marry Butch, ugly, poor, stupid, and jerky? Whom I despise? Oh, the problems a girl has to face these days. Who shall I turn to with my problem? I have no mother. I have no father. And Mr. Anthony hates me. I shall have to decide soon. Come in.
Oh, mon chéri. It is I, Pierre, your continental lover.
Where have you been?
Out loving a continent.
Tell me, darling, do you really love me?
Mon chéri, mon amour, mon petit, mon charmant, mon...
Oh, stop your moaning.
Do not treat me so. Tonight I want you alone. We will sit on the sofa. I will turn the lights low. Then I will take you in my arms and hold you tighter and tighter until you are helpless.
Then will you steal my kisses?
No, I'll steal your cigarettes. Oh, mon chéri.
Oh, darling, that must be Butch. Oh, you must hide quickly. Get behind that curtain.
Pierre hides from no man.
But, darling... darling, Butch is 6'4", 250 pounds, and he'll kill you on sight. What do you say to that?
How do I look behind this curtain?
Butch, darling...
Shut up. Hey, Bud, come over here. I love you, see? But that's the way we treat James and Brooklyn.
I'm a giant fan.
What's them feet over there under that curtain?
But, darling, there are my feet under that curtain.
Oh, for a minute I thought there was someone in the room. Hey, wait a minute! Whose feet are those sticking out from under your dress?
Oh, darling, those are my feet, too.
What a dame. 4 feet and they're all mine.
Never mind the curtain. What do you want to do tonight, darling? Do you want to go to the movies?
Nah.
Do you want to go out dancing? Do you want to go out riding, darling?
No.
Well, what do you want to do, darling?
Let's go down to the cellar and shoot some rats.
Oh, darling, you always want to shoot something.
Well, I'm a crack shot, see? Now watch, look. I'll hit that curtain right over there.
Ow! What happened? Did Butch miss the curtain? Or did Pierre get it right in the ruffle? Tune in tomorrow for the next episode of Hilda Hotchkiss, Girl Idiot.
Gee, that was swell. I can hardly wait for the next one.
Danny, I've had enough.
I've had enough.
Too. I'll sit this one out. That's my line.
I know it. We did it in rehearsal, and we're going to stick to it.
I've had enough of this. I'll sit this one out, Kay.
Okay, I've had enough of this. I'll sit this one out, too. Okay, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll carry on alone.
The makers of Fatso Reducing Pills present Minerva Mugwump, Girl Grandfather. But first, a word about our product, Fatso Reducing Pills. Ladies, are you troubled by unsightly bulges? Do you go in where you should come out, and do you come out where you should come in? Lumpy old things, aren't you? But now, back to Minerva Mugwump. As you recall, our heroine was about to marry Sylvester Sloop, whose father went to jail on a false charge of robbery, only to have his sentence cut in half when the judge found out it was really murder. Meanwhile, old man Hawkins has been attempting to get poor widow Jones to invest her life savings in his mad scheme for reclaiming used milk bottle tops. But he has reckoned without Charles, old reliable Charles. He flew in from Pottstown to prevent Nick, old reliable Nick, from telling Carolyn, old reliable Carolyn, to stop milking the cow, which had grown too old to be reliable. But what has this to do with Minerva Mugwump? Or Sylvester Sloop? Or old man Hawkins? Or the milk bottles? Or Pottstown? Or fatso reducing pills? These seemingly unrelated facts are all part of a gigantic plot to kidnap Boulder Dan. As our scene opens, Minerva is sitting in the parlor, knitting a staircase for her stepbrother. Let's listen.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I fear Father has been drinking. Father, have you been drinking?
Just a minute, I've been drinking. All I have is two little rum candies. That's all, two little rum candies.
Two little rum candies?
Oh, you'd be surprised how powerful they are when you dissolve them in a quart of scotch.
Father, we have a sick baby in the next room. Listen. Oh, dear, someone spiked his bottle. Look, look, here comes the landlord.
Hello there, I see, Pip-Pip, wanting all that sort of thing. Have you the rent?
Hey, Fido. Get him, Fido. Get him, Fido.
Roof, 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 roof. I say, do you like these blue shorts I'm wearing? But shall I call the police now? Clancy, come in here. Show them what the devil has been happening in the place.
I don't know what the devil is in there. I'll be looking at my script here. I'll find out where I can... Well,
Coroner, what seems to be the trouble here? Well, by Jove, this man won't pay his rent.
And I won't pay any rent to a drunken landlord.
And sure, and who has the rent money? Well,
I haven't, Father. Well, I don't. Who's Carol's for?
Roof, roof, roof.
I don't know where I am.
Sure, and who asked you? Well, that's not a way to talk to my wife. But Father, oh, Father...
Roof, roof.
Get him out. What is there? Is there a in the house? Give me that. Okay, you. I'll hit him with the baby. With the baby? Not with the baby. Don't.
Now, as we take our leave of these simple, everyday people, we are reminded once again that life can be beautiful.
Thank you, Danny Kay. I never thought you'd make it. And don't go away, Danny. We want some more of you later. Now, let's see. Who's next?
I am, Tallulah.
Ah, her name, George Gibbs. You know, I like that name, Georgia. I'm from the South, too.
Oh, are you? Whereabouts?
Alabama.
Well, sure enough.
Well, shut my mouth and hope to kiss a bug if I ain't.
You're from Alabama, all right.
Well, Georgia, there's no use for us talking here when you could be singing. How's about it?
Why, sure, Tallulah. It's an oldie, but a goodie. It's George Gershwin's, but not for me.
But not for me.
lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, lass, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not.
Thank you, Georgie Gibbs. You know, Min, ever since the success of Danny Kaye's picture Up in Arms, we've had hundreds of requests for him to repeat his famous melody in 4F. Danny, what about it?
Well, Tallulah, I sure appreciate the fellows writing in for melody in 4F, but without television, the song sounds like Mrs. Kaye's little boy just blew his top. So instead, I'd like to run through an old favorite of mine called Minnie the Moocher.
Oh, that's swell, Danny. Can we join in on all the answers?
Oh, by all means. Everybody join in. You and Georgia, the band, the audience here, and particularly the audience overseas. Everybody. I will just conduct you, and as I beckon, you unleash your golden throats. Huh? All right, Major, shall we start the dirty work?
Here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a low-down hoochie-coocher. She was the roughest and the toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Hidey, hidey, hide.
Let me hear it.
Hee-hee-dee-hee-dee-hee.
Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
She messed around with a bloke named Smokey. He sure taught her how to use that cokie. He took her down to Chinatown. He taught her how to kick that gong around. Howdy, 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 howdy. Heedy,
hee.
La fenêtre, j'ai ou ça.
Rosti Sevenet. Roast beef 7-up.
In Gaudis bleiben heiden blüht.
Ah,
rope, rope, rope. Give it to Gamma, to Gatalo Day. Give him the Gamma, to get the Gilly, to beat Passano, to get the Gilly, to beat Passano, to get the Gates, to get the Gilly, to beat.
Go ahead.
This empty story that ends my song. She was just a good gal, but they done the heart.
And now, as we come to the close of this mail call, I'd like to ask you all to join with me in paying tribute to as gallant a crew of men as ever fought and bled and died. I refer to the men of the 1st British Airborne Division, who, attempting to outflank the Siegfried Line, battled so furiously for 8 full days at Arnhem, Holland. Of the 8,000 men flown in, only 2,000 were able to withdraw. Now, soldiers don't go in for flag waving of any sort, I know that. All the hue and cry and compliments of what a great job they've done are to them just so many empty words. Theirs is a life of action, fighting, and death. And here, high-sounding phrases just don't belong. But I do know this, and I'm sure you men will agree with me. In the years to come, when any man comes up and says to you, "I fought with the British Airborne Force at Arnhem," take off your hat to him, shake his hand, and buy him a drink. For this, his is the stuff of which Britain's greatness is made. Good night, and God bless you all.
That's it, fellows. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Tallulah Bankhead, Danny Kaye, Georgia Gibbs, Ethel Smith, the Pied Pipers, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.